Thank you. Today, I'm talking about faith. So, what is faith? Do you have in faith? Mati?
Yep.
Do you have in faith?
Yep.
Okay, thank you for your answering. All right. So, okay, Jerry, do you have in faith?
Yeah.
Thank you. Person, do you have in faith?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I can ask you, all of you, but do you have in faith?
Yes.
Thank you. This fundamental question strike at the very core of Christian living. The book of Hebrews provides us with a profound understanding of faith that both challenges our thinking and calls us to purposeful action. So, the Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." This definition helps us distinguish between genuine faith and mere wishful thinking. We don't exercise extraordinary faith when waiting for a scheduled train. Though we cannot see it approaching, our expectation is built on reliable patterns and past experience. This requires no special trust. Sometimes I need trust, in Melbourne especially, but it's a simply reasonable expectation based on established routine. And similarly, when our mother prepares dinner at home, we don't need remarkable faith to trust her cooking. We don't call it faith when we accept the predictable patterns of daily life. So George, so you need really great faith to have your mom's dinner? No? Chona, so you ask George, show me your big face if you want my dinner. No? Yeah? Probably not. Absolutely not. So these are simply reasonable expectations grounded in familiar experience. So what is the faith that Hebrews describes? So the answer emerges through examining the great figures of the Old Testament, whose stories illuminate what biblical faith truly means. The common thread among these faith heroes is very clear. They ventured into seemingly impossible situations and uncharted territories. So consider Noah, constructing a massive ark on dry ground, preparing for an unprecedented flood. And think of Abraham, journeying forward on unknown land, relying solely on God's promise. These individuals trusted God enough to pursue what appeared unrealistic and impossible by human standards. Through their faith, they transformed the impossible into reality. They experienced God's faithfulness in ways that transformed not only their own lives, but the entire course of human history. So here lies the crucial truth. This kind of faith must manifest through concrete action. Regardless of how deeply Noah trusted God and understood the coming judgment, if he had not actually constructed the ark, his faith would have remained hollow. His hammering, wood cutting, and years of dedicated labor served as the tangible evidence of his faith. Likewise, no matter how completely Abraham trusted God's promise about becoming the father of many nations, despite his childlessness, if he had not actually gathered his belongings and journeyed toward the promised land, his faith would have remained merely intellectual. So Hebrews emphasizes this point. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. In essence, regardless of how much faith someone professes, without corresponding obedience and action, that faith cannot be authentic. Faith without works is dead, as James reminds us. Consider this in practical terms. No matter how much faith I claim regarding personal growth in my studies or career, that faith cannot materialize without actually investing the necessary work and effort. If I face relationship difficulties or financial struggles, merely praying for faith will not resolve these challenges. Only by trusting God and taking concrete steps to address these difficulties can our faith become real amid life's trials. This understanding brings us to the heart of our Mission Month emphasis. Genuine faith naturally leads to mission because faith compels us to act upon what we believe about God's character and promises. When we truly believe that God loves the lost, the broken, and the marginalized, our faith should drive us toward missional engagement. When we trust that God can transform communities and individual lives, we should be willing to participate in that transformation. So mission work represents faith in action. Whether supporting struggling communities, caring for the vulnerable, or sharing the gospel message, these activities demonstrate our confidence in God's power to work through human vessels. We may not immediately witness every transformed life or restored community, but we have assurance about what we cannot see. God working through our faithful actions to accomplish His purposes. Faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. And the faith proves its authenticity through our concrete actions and practices. As we consider our own missional calling, let us remember that true faith always results in obedient action, and obedient action in mission brings glory to our faithful God. The question is not whether God can use us, but whether we will make ourselves available to be used. The question is not whether mission work matters, but whether we believe it matters enough to participate. The question is not whether our faith is perfect, but whether it is active. Today's sermon started with a simple question. Do you have faith? I believe that every one of you sitting here today already has faith. Many of you are like Abraham, and some of you left your home countries and came to a new place, Australia, like me. When you packed your bags and said goodbye to everything familiar, were you sure that great wealth and honor were guaranteed here? Lori, how about you? When you left your home country, everything is guaranteed in this land? No.
I could never know.
Never know, yes.
Yes.
Probably not, right? I didn't expect anything in this land. When you first arrived in this strange new country, Australia, you probably felt scared, worried, and stressed. You had to learn a new language, understand a different culture, and maybe struggled with money too. And even now. But look at you now. You have made Melbourne your home. You are building this beautiful church community together. You are helping other people who are going through the same struggles you once faced. Through this church, you are becoming God's children through faith. You are already doing God's work. You are already part of God's mission. This is clear proof that you have faith. Every Sunday when you come to church, you get ready for worship. You volunteer your time. You give your offerings. All of this shows that you have faith. But sometimes life gets really hard. Sometimes you suffer and struggle. In those dark moments, you might question God. You might even get angry with Him. Maybe you think, do I really have faith after all? But here's something amazing. Even when you doubt, even when you get frustrated with God, this actually proves you have faith. How can I say this? Because you can only doubt someone you already believe in. You can only get upset with someone you already care about. If you didn't believe in God at all, you would not bother questioning Him or getting angry with Him. The opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is not caring at all or indifference. So today, I want you to know that you stepped out into the unknown. You trusted God enough to start over in a new context. You are building community and helping others. You show up week after week, even when life is hard. Your faith may not feel perfect, but it is real. And God is using your real everyday faith to do amazing things in your life, in this church, and in our community. That's the kind of faith that God loves. That's the kind of faith that changes the world. May we, like Abraham, be willing to go where God calls us, even when we cannot see the complete destination. May we, like Noah, be willing to prepare and act on God's word, even when others cannot understand our motivation. And may our faith be demonstrated not merely through our words, but through our willingness to step out in mission for His glory. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, grant us robust faith to accomplish your work. Help us trust you as Abraham and Noah did, stepping forward even when the path seems uncertain. Bless all those engaged in mission work, both near and far. Transform hearts through our faithful actions. Help others experience your love through our service. May our faith be evidence not only in our words, but in our willingness to serve. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.